Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a high fly ball
from KMOX Sports.
That's hit deep to left field, and it's a gunner.
Big fly, Nolan Arenado. There's a moment for you.
Welcome to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
And the driving jam time.
And the Billikens win this one.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm, because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
Comeback pattern caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Now, Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, so we continue on. Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you. And Ranj, for whatever reason, I'm not really sure yet, I figured it out, agreed to do this, to sit in
because
for 3 nights
like
this week.
Because I like you, Kevin.
You say that, but
are you?
And I totally believe it.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, okay, I just said I totally believe you.
All right.
You're a good dude.
Thank you. You're a great guy.
I'm not great. I'm a good dude, too.
You know what, Kevin? You are a very okay person.
I'll go down.
You are not bad.
No, not with that.
You are perfectly acceptable.
Nice. That was my goal graduating high school. I want to be the most. I was voted most acceptable.
Kevin, what do you want to do with your life?
I just want to be acceptable. I want to be acceptable. That's what I want. We're going to continue a little bit. We're going to kind of branch off this conversation about the LeBron and Muhammad Ali that we talked about, because it's an odd thing to me that we're in a spot that everything becomes a fight, right? I mean, like, the debates about athletes and people you did or didn't like, it was either because they caused problems off the field or they were on the wrong team and, you know, you're rooting for the Packers and they played for the Bears, or they were on the Red Sox and you, if you're a Red Sox fan, you hate Alex Rodriguez because he was a stupid Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of it about what was about that, and now it's not. Now a lot of it is, how dare you have opinions about things in the world and express those opinions either on television or online or whatever when I don't agree with them?
Well, that's what,
like,
it comes down to.
Stick to sports, right? The shut up and dribble stuff.
I have gotten not even, I mean, clearly not an athlete. Clearly I don't play.
You're not?
No. No, Kevin.
Huh.
Look at these hands. I can't catch anything. I work in sports primarily. I have for 20 years almost. I can't tell you because I have opinions on other things. I'm a citizen. We're all citizens, and yeah, you are welcome. And in fact, you're encouraged to have opinions. I would hope that your opinions are educated, meaning that, you know, you think about a topic and you have an idea on it, but you have a lot of relevant information that informs that opinion, not just like, hey, I think what I think, and I don't really have any evidence to think what I think, but it's just how I feel, you know. But you're welcome to do that. And what I want people to do is feel free to be able to have opinions. But there is, even for somebody like you or me, if you ever give an opinion outside of the scope of being a sports broadcaster or a sports talk show host or writer, if you give any opinion outside of that, when people say stick to sports to you, what they're really saying is stick to sports unless you say something I agree with.
Yes. Oh, that's 100% what it is. I mean, you know, look, I'm not going political here. Now, what I try to do is, like, while I'm doing sports, I'm not going in other directions, right? I'm not going to give political opinions while I'm doing sports. Now, unless if the story calls for it, we can get into it.
Right.
But, you know, on my Twitter account, I almost do nothing like that. But mostly because in that spot, I just try to avoid the headache.
Oh, see, yeah, you're a...
I'm Michael Jordan.
You can
in that
fight
regard.
Or flight, and you're a flight guy.
No. That's not generally. No, the problem is I'm not that. And if I don't, I will never stop fighting it. I will never stop.
No, that I understand.
You've seen me on Twitter. Like, if when people fight with me on Twitter, I can't stop. I don't want to be in that position on a regular basis. Now, if I'm ever not working in sports, well, then I'm not doing that. But again, it's why did somebody follow me? They followed me because I do sports. That's why they did it. But I don't think everybody has to follow the Wheeler rule. Follow your own rules.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, if you want to do whatever, if LeBron wants to go political, let him go. If anybody else out there wants to go political and they want to support or not support whomever, fine. But I do think what's interesting when it comes to the whole stick to sports thing is that nobody sticks to what they do. Come on.
No.
Come on, man. I mean, like. So I'm not taking shots at any professions here because every profession matters. Everybody, you know, we need every job to be done. But if you were a lawyer and you had a political opinion, would it be fair for me to say stick to the law? If you're a mechanic, would it be fair for me to say, hey, sticks to fixing my car? You know, like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's totally ridiculous. We all have opinions about things that are not in our area of expertise. We all have opinions about movies. We talked about them last night. Have you ever made a movie, Runch?
Not that you know of.
I mean, like a studio movie. I'm not talking about the whole movies.
No, I haven't done that. Of course not.
I haven't either, but I have opinions about movies. I have opinions about whether they're good or not.
I have opinions about music and the Slipknot t-shirt.
I can't play any instrument. I couldn't even play the recorder in school. Like, I couldn't even do that stupid thing. I couldn't even play Three Blind Mice with a recorder.
That's like the easiest thing
in the
world.
I know.
Oh.
And you would think I could do it, but I couldn't do it.
Can't even play a
kazoo. But I have opinions about music, though.
Yeah.
The thing that probably will get me on will set me off, as you can tell with my voice raising and the louder I'm getting, is when people who don't stick to what they do tell other people to stick to what they should. Like, again, I'm going to bring up a person whose name is automatically going to be political, but she does this all the time, is Laura Ingraham, where it was, and we were talking about LeBron, so it's a natural thing. It's shut up and dribble, LeBron. Meanwhile, a week ago, she's trying to give an opinion about something in sports. Like, listen, it doesn't go that way.
Right.
You stick to being a political news person.
Yep.
Don't talk about my sports. Don't talk about but it's a ridiculous thought when you say it that way, right? Like, if I were to tell somebody who is a really well-known chef, hey, you can't have opinions on sports. You cook food. You go cook food. Cook my dinner.
Yeah.
I'd be a complete ass for doing that.
Only Gordon Ramsay is allowed to have opinions on sports because he was a professional soccer player. So he's allowed to have
But only on soccer,
sports,
though.
Only on
he
soccer.
He can't have an opinion on basketball.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything he's got to say about cricket.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah,
stop. Yeah. Stop with the cricket, Gordon Ramsay. I mean, and it's a similar thing that you hear from guys like Clay Travis, a sports guy, or
not
Will Cain
though,
when
right?
he was. No, Clay still is.
Is he
still has
got outkick, yeah.
Will Cain is not. But both of those guys, same thing. Stick to sports, unless they don't want to stick to sports.
Until they can get paid by not doing it.
And they can get paid by not doing it. I don't care.
Which is cool, by the way. Good luck. Good for them.
Yeah, whatever, you know, do what you got to do. I don't care if you have opposing political viewpoints to mine and you want to express them publicly and you're a sports guy or you are a mechanic or you work at a hospital, whatever it is. If you have political opinions, you are allowed to express those. I just ask two things of you. One, be thoughtful about what you're saying and be educated about what you're talking about to the best of your ability.
Not from the University of YouTube. Please.
Not from the University of YouTube.
Not from Facebook State.
No. Yes. Definitely not because of something you saw on Facebook. Be educated on it as best as you can. Don't pull things out of thin air. And second, be willing to take the criticism when people don't agree with you. That's it.
But if you want
to have a political opinion as an athlete or as a sports broadcaster, Just subscribe to those two things. Be mindful of what you're talking about and thoughtful and, you know, respect other people and also be willing to accept whatever consequences come
right.
or whatever criticisms come
right.
your way from
because,
whatever
like,
you're.
For example, LeBron Those guys, yes, they get a lot of criticism. You look at the comments under any of those tweets, and a huge percentage of them, yeah, it's probably going to be close to 50-50. Well, people like, yeah, LeBron, you tell him. And other people are going, oh, yeah, another idiot. Stick to sports, buddy.
Yeah, and the thing that he tweeted about the broadcaster today is not really, it's not a political thing. But he deserves the criticism that he's getting, whatever criticism that is, because he was wrong about it. And he jumped the gun on it.
Yep.
And that should happen to you.
Yes. When you're wrong, you should be told you're wrong.
The thing that is, I think, something we have missed as a society, the stick to sports people, I don't think understand that politics and sports have been intertwined forever. Like, there's never really been a time where sports is completely devoid of politics.
It was pretty close in the 80s and 90s. I mean, like, for example,
the 1980 Olympic team is one of the most celebrated American teams in history. That was all politics.
The hockey team?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't all politics.
Well, I mean, the reason it was so exciting.
But it was international politics, though, what we were talking about earlier. The other team was another country. It wasn't the same thing. But you're right. It was
politics.
It was definitely a part of it.
Yeah.
But it was also like a miraculous sports thing.
There might have been people out there that said, you know what? The Soviet Union's got a point. Like, I don't know. There could have been. But the truth is it's never really been completely devoid of it. You know, you had the two American athletes, Carlos and Smith,
yep,
who raised their fist in the air as a protest. At the Olympics, Muhammad Ali, you know, we've been talking about him. There have been athletes around the world during the history of sports. And like, even the Olympics itself is political in a way, like in a big way. So I don't think that you can ever just say, I don't want to hear about it. Like, I know that sports for a lot of people is they don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
They don't. But what I think is happening is they don't want to think about an opposing viewpoint.
If you're
listening to a guy say something that you agree with, it makes you feel better about watching the sport that you're watching, right?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, maybe I'm a weirdo.
Yes.
When I'm watching sports, I couldn't care less what any of them, like, it won't make me not enjoy the game if I'm watching a player whose political opinions are different than mine. I won't be like, I can't watch this because I can't stand him. I don't care. If he's good, he's good. I really don't care. Just like in Hollywood. I don't care what the political leanings are of any of the people in the movie. Are they good actors? Is it a good movie? All right, I'm good.
I agree with you. I don't really know exactly what, for example, Chris Pratt's politics are. I know he's been...
Don't care.
Yeah, I know that there has been some discussion about what they are, and maybe he gets some criticism over it. And if he is on the other side, from what I usually believe... I don't agree with him, but I don't have any
really
less
good.
Enjoyment watching Guardians of the Galaxy. I think he's great. I think I love Chris Pratt as an actor. I love him. I think he's fantastic.
He's amazing. And I'll tell you this. I don't have any idea about, like, Tom Cruise's politics.
I don't know if he has any politics.
He's
a Scientologist.
He believes that aliens in, you know.
Is it the spaghetti monster? Is that the thing?
Yeah, I know, something. But whatever. I love his movies. I don't care about any of that other
I don't
stuff.
Either.
It doesn't change anything.
I don't care that the weirdo jumped on Oprah's couch. I don't care about that.
Well, that was actually kind of disturbing.
Super disturbing, but that doesn't mean Jack Reacher's not good.
Yeah, Jack Reacher was not good for other reasons.
And it doesn't mean that
Mission Impossible movies are great.
Mission Impossible, great. All those movies are great.
By the way, not excited about Top Gun.
Why?
Didn't like the first one.
Okay, whatever, Kevin. I just can't. I don't want to...
Now
you're
now hating me because you disagree with me.
And what did I tell you? You're allowed to have an opposing opinion. I'm allowed to criticize it.
Damn it.
Your Top Gun opinion is bunk.
Stop being consistent, Ranji.
Well, okay, so how old were you when it came out?
What year was it?
I think I was 8.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, because I
got to take off my shoes to do the math.
I know you do. Hey, this is a big anniversary, by the way.
Is it?
January 6th.
Is it? I mean, there's 1 year anniversary, or are we talking about a different anniversary?
Oh, no, it's a multiple. It's not that January
6th. Not that January 6th?
Which is a problem. Mm. It's a different January 6th, also a problem.
Okay, but
we'll talk about that later
in
the show.
But
It was not last year bad.
Okay.
But it was pretty bad.
All right.
We'll talk about that, too.
Chris Raunchy, he's right there. I'm Kevin Wheeler at Sports Open Line on KMOX. All right, back out Sports Open Line on a Thursday night. Chris Raunchy hanging out. Kevin Wheeler with you here as usual.
Kevin, before you go on here.
What'd I do?
I just don't ever do a tease at me. Like, you're telling me a story that we're not going to repeat on the air. In the middle of a break.
I said I'd get to the rest, the next break.
Yeah, and you go, the end of the break is coming up.
Yep.
Jake says, hey, we got to go, the show's coming back. Yep. And you go, rest of the story after the segment.
Next
and I'm
break.
Like, hold on a second.
Part two, I said.
Part two. Don't, this isn't, you're not doing a radio show to me.
That's how I tell stories.
Not to me, it isn't.
To everybody.
I don't want you to be doing radio teases to me.
I'll be at home telling a story to my wife or something, and I'll be like, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll finish that story in a second.
I knew you were going
to
say that. Like, I knew you were going to say, and then after I go to the kitchen, I'll tell you the rest.
I'll come back and tell you in a minute.
Yeah, don't ever do that to me again.
And Kevin. The whole time Kevin's gone, he's texting a whole bunch of, like, client information to his wife. It's like, have you ever heard of Shane Co.? It's just like telling stories on the radio. Like when he's gone, spots are still going.
Yeah,
he's a professional.
I don't play.
I don't want to hear your tease. Don't tease me.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't realize you were so sensitive. I thought you were all about like patience and love and
oh no.
No.
No, definitely
that's
not.
True. You're kind of a hater. Can't even remember what we were talking about.
I don't
about.
Know. It doesn't
oh, you
matter.
Were mad at me about Top Gun.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, so you were, Kevin, before the break, if you weren't listening to the last segment, said that Top Gun was bad.
I did not like the first Top Gun.
The first Top Gun.
Yep, and I obviously haven't seen the second one. And I don't know if I'm going to.
You're going to see the second one.
Why?
You'll ultimately watch it. I know you will. So I was 9, I think, when it came out, 1986. You were 15.
Depending on when it came out. Oh, no. So it was May 86. So I was 14.
Okay, 14 years old. Do you think it was because you were too cool for that movie kind of thing when you were 14? Because 14 is about the age.
But it was a pretty cool movie in the day, though.
Where you got a bit, well, I don't know. Was it cool for the adolescence? Because
not for me.
A 13, 14, 15-year-old has to pretend they don't like certain things.
No, it wasn't that.
Because there was a time, I remember when I was a kid, that I had to pretend to not like Michael Jackson because he wasn't cool anymore. But deep down, I still thought he was awesome. That's what's happened with you with Top Gun. You were like 14 years old. You couldn't go to school and be like, hey, guys, you see Top Gun? That was awesome.
No, because other people did.
I don't think you're lying
to me. I'll tell you what
when you're 9 years old, it's awesome.
Well, of course.
The airplanes.
Airplanes go fast.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't like about it? Because I honestly, God, we were talking about this during the break. Like while you were off going to the bathroom, you weren't here, you didn't hear it. I can't think of like what the last time I really watched the movie. It was probably 30 years ago because I didn't like it.
Wow.
I haven't watched it since maybe the first time I watched it on home video. And I probably rented it from Blockbuster. That's how long ago it was. Because I saw it in the theater in real time. Like at that time, I saw it in the movie theater. I'm sure I saw it on VHS tape after that at home. I'm sure I did. But what I didn't like about it...
Goose died.
No! Is that Tom Cruise's character is a jackass.
Well, yeah, he's Maverick.
He's a douche. He's like, I don't want...
That's the point.
That's not the guy to root for, though. That's the guy you want to punch in the face.
He's
cocky jerk that just does stuff.
Kevin,
and it works?
It's the same reason I don't like Ferris Bueller's Day Off anymore.
What?
No.
That's not even close to the same
thing. Yeah,
because he's cocky
such
and he gets
jerk.
Away with everything.
He's
that's
such
what
a
Jake's
jerk.
Trying to say. He is kind of a jerk.
He's the Maverick of high school.
He's not putting anybody's life at risk.
Now, see, that's true. Maverick did kill Goose, but that's the whole point.
Yeah, but Maverick, not only that, like he's just overall, he's the guy like, I'm just going to do whatever I want because I'm cool. Yeah, and I hate that guy, he's the star of the movie. Like, that's the main character. How do I root for that guy?
Because he's flawed, Kevin.
Why?
And you're supposed to root
I'm supposed
for the
to
flawed
like him
guy.
Because he's pretty?
No, you're supposed to like him because you're a human being, he's a human being, and we all make mistakes.
Oh. Kumbaya, my love!
Like kill our partner because we did a maneuver in the plane we weren't supposed to.
I mean, like, that's the thing. So the guy that's the big hero is really, he's just an ass.
So how is that situation with Goose's death any different than, like, let's say that maybe Ferris is a little you know, too excited behind the wheel of a Ferrari, and you get somebody hurt like that.
Well, all
it's
he
the same
did,
thing,
all he
but without
did,
this tragic ending.
He got Cameron in trouble. That's what he did.
Yeah. But Cameron had a choice.
Cameron did have a choice.
After
right.
10 minutes of Ferris begging him.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, like, the last time I watched Ferris Bueller, I was bored. Like, I liked it back in the day. The last time I watched it was within the last few years, and I was like, this is not as good as I remember it.
If you want to criticize Top Gun, you can criticize it for the sweaty volleyball scene where they're all wearing jeans, because nobody plays sand volleyball with jeans on.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, that's fine.
That's the only thing that...
But how do I like a movie when the main character is an ass?
Because if you're going to be a pilot, you kind of have to have a little bit of arrogance, I
would say.
Really?
You have to break the rules? I'm sure all the military pilots that are listening to us are like, sure, we get to break the rules all the time.
You got it. Hey.
And we don't end up in the brig. We don't end up, you know, having our wings taken off of our chests.
Look, if you're going to beat the Soviets, you're gonna have to have a little bit of arrogance, Kevin.
If you're gonna
beat that MiG-28 or whatever that non-existent plane actually is.
Plus, I'll tell you the other thing. Especially now, this is 14 soon to
you
be.
You better not slander Val Kilmer.
This is four. No, I like Val Kilmer. I think he's a great actor. This is the opinion of the 14/soon-to-be-15-year-old Kevin. This is why I didn't like it. One of the things that, and it's still one of the reasons why I don't like some movies now. Why the forced romance?
Oh, all action movies are brought to a screeching halt with the romance.
Like that,
everyone.
I hated that.
I don't need
it. It's like a third of the movie. Like, I don't care.
I agree with you. I don't need a love interest in an action film.
No,
I don't
I'll tell you
it.
What they're even worse in.
What?
Is in the big disaster movies. Like, the entire world is falling apart.
Yeah.
Like skyscrapers are falling, the ground is opening up, and yet you're like, oh, but I gotta save this girl who's gonna be my future... Whatever.
There
girlfriend.
Is no future. You're
I
both
know,
dead.
I know. The world's ending.
I agree with you.
Do I need that extra little bit?
No,
of
you
like,
don't.
Of like, oh my God, are they going to save the girl?
Well, at least they got
the
together.
The world's ending. Is that not enough?
Look, Kevin, I will disagree
Although I
will with
watch
you. I don't
movies.
Disagree with you here.
I will still watch those
oh,
movies
I love disaster
a million
movies.
Times, though, because
did
it's
you,
awesome.
Did you watch Don't Look Up?
I did not yet.
Okay, watch it.
Is it worth it?
Yes.
Because
I think it's really
good. I've heard everything from... It's one of the best movies of the year, and it's fun, to it's dog crap.
It's definitely not dog crap.
Okay.
It's very good, and it's
we do have it
just,
on the list,
feels,
like we're going to watch it.
It feels very current.
Okay. Okay.
Watch it. Yeah,
so,
it's good.
So what you're saying is, kind of finishing up our last topic, is that
Top
a lot
Gun's
it,
amazing, and I can't wait to see the sequel.
Is that people probably are seeing it from whichever lens they want to see it through, and that either determines whether they liked it or not?
Probably.
Maybe?
That could be.
Okay.
I'm
just curious because I've seen both extremes, and you know the ratings on IMDb aren't bad. So.
It's a good movie, and you will watch it and go, that seems familiar.
Yeah, and the original Top Gun, no,
get lost with that.
It's terrible. Not I shouldn't say terrible. Just
it is definitely not
bad.
Terrible.
Just bad.
Meg Ryan's in it.
She is.
Yes, she plays Goose's wife.
Oh, okay. I forgot about Goose's wife.
How can you forget about the widow?
I mean, like. It's been a long time since I saw it. I told you the reasons I hated it.
Okay.
I mean, there's no reason why I want to watch it anymore. Can't root for the main character and a stupid love interest we don't need.
And the principal, the bald principal from Back to the Future is in it also.
Really?
And Tom Skerritt. Is Tom Skerritt dead?
I don't know. Tom Skerritt,
I
used to. He was in a few decent things, but he's always the same guy.
Well, yeah.
Tom Cruise. He's just, he passed away. No, he's alive.
No, he's alive. 88.
He's 88. There you go.
He's from Detroit.
Oh.
Didn't know that.
Oh, my homeboy.
Yeah. Good for you. Went to Wayne State University,
yep.
Tom Skerritt.
Downtown Detroit.
I think my old boss went to Wayne. Winona State. Whatever.
Nobody
Doesn't
cares.
Matter. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Top Gun, great.
All right. So, not great. But you mentioned an anniversary that we didn't get to here. So, let's get to the anniversary in a minute.
Yeah.
This is not the one-year anniversary of the that happened last year on this date.
Yeah, it's not. We're not talking about the one year anniversary
of
the nonsense.
What was the term that was used? It was just a normal tourist day.
Oh yeah, just a tourist day.
Just a bunch of tourists.
I know that.
That's
when
all
I,
it was. A year ago today. Just you know. Well, when, I mean, when I'm a tourist, I always wreck the house.
Always.
And I mean by the house, I mean like the House of Representatives.
Yes, correct. And I assault the people guarding the place.
Yeah.
And break the windows and the doors to get in.
They were just showing their support.
For something.
No, for the people that they were beating on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get
But it's
to
not
the,
that
it's
anniversary.
It's not that anniversary.
It's arguably...
It's much funnier?
Well, not for me, it's not.
Oh, I think it's funny.
Well, of course you do.
We'll get to that coming up in a minute here on KMOX. All right, back in on Sports Open Live. Chris Raji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. And, Raj, why did you tell him to play this? What is this?
This song?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say play this song. I don't know this song.
Did you just tell him to play a bad song? And then that's what he chose?
No, I think that's just what he picked.
This randomly came up.
I bet if you go over to the KMOX system that's over there,
yeah.
and this is nothing against the fine people who work at this station. It's one of the great radio stations in the country. Mm-hmm. But I bet it's full of crappy music.
Yeah, and all the automatic rotators. That's why there's one separate that I had to put in there years ago that's got my music on it.
Well, where is it?
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know where it is. I put it in there like when I was here before, so like,
well,
you know, way, way back. I don't know where it is.
Okay, here's where you're getting...
I don't know where anything works.
Here's where you're getting mixed up, Kevin. You think that if you had control over the music, it would be better, but it wouldn't be.
It would be a lot better. For me.
I feel like for you, yes. I feel like, though, if people... If you got to play the bumper music you wanted to play all the time...
I wouldn't play the crazy stuff on the radio because it's too distracting.
Like, we just spent a considerable amount of time today talking about how people need to stop with the rage.
Yeah.
And all your music would do is put them in a rageful mode.
It's called a release. Like, you get rid of it.
Hmm.
It's therapeutic.
But let me tell you about a thing that...
All right, let's do this because you've been waiting for this and I think this is hilarious. Now
it's not funny.
It is hilarious.
It's not funny.
And it's got a hilarious name.
This is a thing that happened to me and only to me. It did not happen to anybody else as far as I'm concerned, but I went through this on January 6th of 2019.
What, do you want to guess?
Well, I just wanted to hear it, I guess.
Oh, shoot. Well, C-Man, you sent this audio to me an hour ago. We talked about it last an hour ago.
Yeah, that's a good point. I got to be honest with you.
Hold on.
I'm like, are we building up the drama? Is that what that is?
Hold on.
Like a...
And this one...
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just wanted to clear the air.
Okay.
It's not entirely my fault.
Hushy lines it up. O'Donnell on one knee. Gives him a look. Extends his right arm. Scales sends it back. Placement made. Kick from 43. And it hit the upright. It is no good on the crossbar. And the Eagles are celebrating here at Soldier Field.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Painful.
You see the flight of the ball. It's a little bit crooked, but you never imagine it could hit the upright again. And it hits the upright squarely, hits the crossbar, and bounces back into the field to play. Wow.
The double doink!
Deflating his 11th missed kick.
God, Cody Parkey.
The double doink.
So that was in the wild card game that would have sent them to the divisional game. The Eagles went instead. For the 2018 season, 2019 season,
yeah.
One of the worst sports moments... that I can remember, and I remember watching it, and I remember, you know, I was crouched down behind the couch, like I was kind of like watching over the back of the couch, like sort of shielding my eyes.
Give me the full reenaction, because when you're done, I'll give you my reenaction of what I did.
Because there are federal rules against
just do the Yosemite Sam version.
Son of a... You gotta be kidding me! He did it again! He did it again! Because he had done it like five times he had hit an upright.
Yeah, but that was when it was even more special.
He hit the upright, and then he hit the crossbar.
The double doink.
But he had already made one before it, and the Eagles called timeout.
Yeah.
And then I think he did a second one, called timeout again. If I'm not mistaken, they called...
I don't think you can do
that. Or no, that's right, because you have to take a penalty.
Right.
So they called it once.
Right.
And it worked. The freezing the kicker actually worked on this.
Yeah.
It is one of the worst sports moments.
The double doink.
And today is the anniversary of it.
You want to know what my reaction was when I was watching that?
Laughter.
No, but it was this. It was not just laughter. It was getting up out of the chair. and be like, "Oh my God! Did he just do that?" That was my reaction.
Why were you celebrating?
I wasn't celebrating. It was just funny to me. I was like laughing.
I'm glad you thought it was funny.
I will say this. I mean, like, sometimes as a football fan, I do rejoice in the pain of others, particularly of those who happen to have teams that reside in Chicago, Green Bay, or Minnesota, because my entire life as a football fan is pain.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm like that double doink. That's not even in the top 100 of the moments that a Lions fan has lived through.
Here's
not
what
even in the top 100.
Let the two of us here.
One playoff game. And by the way, I think it's actually, I'm going to look this up. This might be the anniversary of the one playoff game that the Lions have won since 1957.
Is it?
I think it is.
Oh, wow. So then I think that the two of us together can help anybody who is still here in St. Louis and is still upset about the departure of the Rams. I think that you and I can offer this consolation, Kevin.
What's that?
That at least you don't have a football team here to make you sad.
But they won a Super Bowl.
They did win a Super Bowl.
I mean, it was pretty amazing. I mean,
like, years pretty
bad. Not only that, but it was like not just the Super Bowl winner, but the greatest show on turf.
Yes.
The most entertaining offensive team in the history of football.
And if you were to be given the option of, hey, you can win a Super Bowl here, but the next 13 years are going to be brutal, would you take it? And the answer clearly would be yes.
But while you're living through
the 13 years, it's not fun. Now, while this anniversary, the January 6th anniversary, is a lousy one for me, there is one aspect of that play that does make me feel better. When I hear it, Kevin, from the perspective of the Philadelphia Eagles Spanish broadcast team.
El pie de Cody Parkey, 43 yardas, el snap. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor. Los Eagles se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor.
Oh, that's
Chicago,
so great.
Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Philadelphia gana el partido. Le dio el poste. Y falló. Parky falló. Los Eagles ganan el juego. ¡Ay, papá!
Okay, hold on a second. Let me point out a couple of things that happened in that golden clip.
That's amazing.
Number one, falló in Spanish means failure.
Yes.
So he's saying Parky is a failure over and over again.
Well, sometimes the meaning might not be the same as the direct translation.
That's what he's saying. He failed.
It was a failed kick.
But let's all just be honest. He's calling him a failure because he is. And secondly, him mocking Chicago, the Frank Sinatra song, is awesome.
Yeah.
He's mocking them.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
That's great.
That is one of the great sports calls of the decade. No question about it.
That was great.
And I don't think enough people have heard. It's awesome.
I enjoyed it a lot.
But and that does make me feel better.
Yeah.
That somebody
got joy out of it.
And also that broadcaster's name is Ricky Ricardo.
Is it really?
It is 100% Ricky Ricardo.
That's great. I mean, that's the best call I've ever heard of the double doink.
It's awesome.
The double doink was amazing. Now, the TV call was kind of dull, if I remember right.
It was kind of
it's TV, and they're always neutral.
And Collinsworth is the one who called it the double doink.
Yeah, good for him. He nailed it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Doink, doink. By the way, the anniversary of the last Lions playoff win was actually yesterday. 30 years ago yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
30 years ago yesterday, they beat the Cowboys 38-6.
Congratulations.
And then the next week lost to Washington 41-10.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And again, it's the only one.
And you and I, so it's almost unfair. I mean, I've talked about this many a times. Grew up a Bears fan. My grandpa crossed the river, Bears fan. And I told the story about George Musso, the old Bear, the Pro Football Hall of Famer from Collinsville. that my grandfather knew, and that's why he became a Bears fan. So my life has been Bears fandom, and I remember the Super Bowl in 85 when they won, but I was still, I mean, I was eight.
Yeah.
So you can't really enjoy it when you're eight the way you can if you're an adult, right? My lifetime has been spent with bad quarterback play. Most of your lifetime has been spent with bad quarterback play.
Yeah.
The people here in St. Louis got like 5 years of, and then great quarterback play for a few years. Won a Super Bowl.
I mean, in fairness,
and
I mean, like, they've had their, I'm not, I don't want to diminish the pain, right? Because you lost two teams.
Oh, hey.
That you bought in on. And the you know, the Cardinals were a lot of pain there. I mean, there's a lot of bad years and close misses. And
oh, yeah.
Obviously, after the greatest show, the Rams thing went.
Yeah.
Really quick.
But again, I will say this one more time. At least you don't have a team in town to make you sad.
Doesn't help. Doesn't help.
It helps a little.
You're making it worse.
No.
You're making it worse.
It helps a little.
Put the salt shaker down. You don't need any more salt in the wounds.
Oh.
Put the salt.
So you're telling me you like to be sad every Sunday. Okay.
Not saying that. Just saying it's better than not having anything.
I disagree. If you have to eat bad food once a week on Sunday, like if you have to eat cardboard.
How hungry am I?
You're not hungry enough to eat cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
You could go do something else with your time.
No, you're missing it. You're missing it. Hey, all right, speaking of food, by the way, here's your last tease of the night. Would you ever pay for a coupon? Just think about that. Think about that. We'll talk about it next on KMOX. All right, we're getting ready to wrap it up.
Oh, see, I'm raging right
rock,
now
right?
because I'm
dude,
raging
right now. That's pretty chill right there. That's not crazy.
That's... I don't get it.
That's not crazy.
It's kind of, but it's more than I like. Who is that? Is that Tool?
That's Slipknot.
That's Slipknot.
Yeah, but that's like a radio song that I want that had radio play. That's a radio play one. They have about four of those, I think. Four that were like radio.
There's not a lot.
No, like the one that's on my shirt, you can't play on the radio.
No.
Oh, so you know this band?
I love Slipknot. I love Slipknot. Oh yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Slipknot, like System of a Down. I know. Me and Wheeler have about the same music taste.
Yeah.
That is
messed
up.
That's why he's a good dude.
That's messed up.
And that's it. Yeah. Nothing else.
Wow.
No other part of my character or personality. Just the music thing.
Yeah. Probably not.
Oh, man. I don't know about that Slipknot stuff.
Yeah. Well, one of these, I'll tell you what. Next, when we get back to, you know, them coming to town, I'll take you to the show.
Oh, you'd love a Slipknot
show. We'll get a box.
Kevin?
Or we'll go into the pit.
I appreciate the invite. That sounds like a horrible time.
It's not. It's great.
Sounds awful.
I'll get you. You'll have a bunch of beers. You know, great people watching, and we'll get.
How
into the
can
pit.
I watch anybody if the mosh pit is
me
around?
You can walk around like between sets and stuff. Like once they go on, you're in the pit.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Let's go
we'll
see.
It.
So I won't be the
and
first...
I'll go to a show that you want to go to
when Muse comes through. We'll
okay.
go see him.
We'll do it. And see if you can convince me that they're a rock band.
Okay.
Oh.
Still on this?
No, it's a joke. But, sorry.
What about this coupon thing you're talking about?
Okay, so I asked you, the tease was, would you pay for a coupon?
No.
Now, this is not what is actually being proposed, but to me, it's the same thing. So, have you seen the Taco Bell thing?
What you're talking about is Groupon.
Have you seen, kind of, but have you seen the Taco Bell thing? Like, they're trying to do a new promotion.
Okay.
So, what they want to do is for $10... You can join the Taco Lovers Pass.
Yeah.
So you can come in every day for a month. So you pay for this by the month, $10 a month. Every day you can come in and get one taco.
What does one taco cost normally?
About like $1.20, if I remember right, something like that. But the point is, really, like, who's going to go there just for a taco, number one? It's a bait and switch because they're trying to get you to spend money. So to get your money's worth out of that $10, you'd have to go probably 10 times. Well, you're not just going to get one taco. I think this is a horrible idea. I think this should be like, you know, you spend $10 and you get 15 tacos over the course of a month or something like that.
There is no such thing as a horrible idea that makes money for Taco Bell.
But, well, but you know what? It's true because I'm a lifelong Taco Bell aficionado.
I love it.
I'm sure you are too.
I heard you guys on DGS
Did
talking
you?
About
yeah.
how much look,
like how much sauce you use and
one,
all that. Yeah.
One taco sauce packet per taco,
per taco
is sufficient.
Yes. It's perfect.
It's perfectly fine.
I think they designed it that way.
Clearly, they designed it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you don't need one and a half. You don't need two.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. But the point here, like, I'm not happy with this because I think this is, it's not a scam because they're upfront about it, but it's also like, who's going to go all the time? Like, even and back in the day, go back into my like 20s, maybe even into high school years, like, I would go to Taco Bell maybe a couple of times a week. That seems like a lot.
So you would basically have to go to Taco Bell 11 times to get your money back. 11 times a month.
You have to go at least 10 times just to make your money.
Back. How? So this is for... like,
and you're never going to just get that taco.
Of course not.
Because you're going to get a drink, and you're going to get like six other things.
Right.
You're going to get the beef burrito. You're going to get a chalupa of some kind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chili cheese burrito.
Yep. Yep.
Underrated.
Yep.
I think.
By the way, best value in all of fast fooddom is the beef burrito. It's on the dollar menu, and it's like a third of a pound. It's unreal.
It's pretty sweet.
Beef, beans, cheese. I mean, come on.
What's the beefy five layer?
I don't know.
It's like nacho cheese.
Well, I know what it is.
Closer to $2, I think.
I know what it is. How much?
Closer to $2, I thought.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's not one of the cheaper burritos.
My guess is, though, the people that'll buy this will just be the stoners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go up every day, bro. I'm going to go there every day and get my taco.
You have to literally go 10 to 11 times a month. And if you're one of those people who does.
No, I've been there.
Then it's.
I enjoyed that time in my life.
11 times a month?
But, like, it's still not cool. But I don't know. It's just it's just a little below Taco Bell, I think.
If you want to really make a splash, bring back the Mexican pizza.
Ah, I love you so much. You're my bro. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Ronch, thanks for doing this.
Bye.
We'll do it again tomorrow unless I didn't scare you away. Brad Young's next at your service here on KMLX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.